madaka. Again, you should buy these small animals, means buy goats and sheep. Because from that again, you'll have the you'll have the milk and you'll have the wool. Omer Rav Chisda, Maidach said, what's supposed to say? V'yashtroi sonecho, means shemasoros es baleim. Your tzayin, your sheep, makes the owner rich. From Rav Yechanon, kosta decharshin, you better have taken a glass of water that a kish of a magician touched, but v'loi kosta pashim, don't take a cup of lukewarm water. That's very dangerous. That's worse for you. Tahani min romuth is said, the kli matchas, in the metal kli. Of a kli cheres, an earthly kli, less than, but then it doesn't bother you. Of a kli matchas, even the metal kli, namin lomor nela deloi, shodi beitziv, you didn't put any twigs in there, little pieces of wood. Of a shodi beitziv, you put twigs inside, less than, but doesn't make a difference. And also, the kli shodi, even if you don't throw in tziv there, namin lomor nela deloi tzitz, if you didn't cook it up first. Of a tzitz, less than, but if it was cooked up first, and then it became lukewarm, it doesn't bother you either. From Rabbi Yechonon, Mi Shaniach Le'Aviv Moyes, a father leaves over money to his sons. So teaching us that do not do these things. And Vroitzlav, then you still want to lose your father's money. So if you still want to lose it, do this. Yilbosh Kli Pishtun, wear a flax clothing. Vishtamash Beklis Chuchas, and use a lot of glass dishes. Now if kids are break and get dirty, you ruin it. Vyiska Perlim, and hire a lot of workers. And don't sit with them, don't watch over them. So grab the kids and rob everything you have. Yilbosh Kli Pishtun, what does that mean to say? Bekitnu Remisa, means wear this type of flax. Rashi says is very expensive. And Mustamma get dirty, you ruin it. Vishtamat Bekli Tzchuchas, use a lot of glass, means Bezgisa Chiyura, white type of glass. It's also very expensive, it's easy to break. You just lose your money. Now explain to you, Yiska problem and higher workers, Vayesh, don't sit with them, means Beturei, means hire a lot of oxes to nafish pisadayu. If you don't watch over the workers, they'll work with the oxes too much and they'll kill them. Like they'll overwork them and they won't take care of them and they'll just ruin them. So kids, so that's a way of losing your money. So Mormon's teacher says, Adra, but don't do these things, watch your money. Zimun Amala Mishmedur Ravami. Zim the son's Amala Mishmedur of Asi. Maidus, there was a post say, Tayvish Chaynim Omar Vyachakudvar Bamishbot. He said everything he does, righteous, he does gracious with his money, he does it with mishpat. Therefore he says that loylom yoychalodim v'yishtafachzim ha-sheishloi. A person should eat and drink less than he could afford. But v'yilvosh v'yishtafachzim ha-sheishloi. When he comes to clothe himself, to dress himself, he should dress according to how much he could afford. The way you could afford it, v'yishtafachzim, how much you could afford. But v'yichabadishtish, should give respect to your wife. Obonav means dress them up nicely, more than you could afford. Spend more money on your wife than you could afford. Why shame Tluyim boy? Because they rely upon you for their panosa. For who but you, Tluyim b'misham avoyelam. You're supposed to be talking. You're supposed to realize you're relying on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But they don't have that much bitochin. They rely upon you. So you're supposed to give them more. Rashi says, Chai v'chad chivon denit nu. Somebody shechts for a chayl on Shabbos. A chayl sheish po sakana. So you have a heter to shech the chicken from a Shabbos. But since you have a heter to do it, the mele chayv achasos. That's his chiddush. But since you like start the mitzvah, he could finish it off. And you can make kisa dam on Shabbos, even though it means you be mechal Shabbos, and you have to touch muksum, or crack the dirt there, or dig a dish to do, get the dirt. Still, since the beginning of the mitzvah, the shchit is the Shabbos, even finish off the end of the shchit like this, the kisui, it's also the Shabbos. It's tremendous chiddush. For what's the Shabbos? Only the shchita, not the kisui. There's a back from Amalu, Rabba, Ishtumo. Come on, like he's saying a terrible chiddush, something like to me, I have to wonder about this. Lishmatu liyamaroi minei. Like, take away the interpreter, don't let this be said over, it's not right. Like, how can you say such a chiddush like this? Because the Tanya would learn like this, that Rabbi Yasi says, Kvi, ein shech du noise be yomtif, now let a shech the kvi, a self a chai, a self a veim on yomtif. Vi im shachatub, if you do me te shchita on yomtif, and how do you know this? How does Yeshua know this? He says like this. Yeshua says that a kal v'chayma. Well, ma mila, ma doch the mitzvahs mila. Shadoicha shavade doicha Shabbos. avada mitzvahs mila is doicha Shabbos. Still the klal is ain't sveikut doicha Yom Tov. You have a sofik. Guy is born ben Hashmoshes. Even though it comes out on Yom Tov, the eighth day, but the sofik with this Yom Tov achol, you can't make a mila on Yom Tov. It is so kisa, the mitzvah kisa yadam. Shein vade doicha Shabbos. Even in the case you have a vade right to make a shchit on Shabbos, now how many will soon be? Our case where you have a chol sheish pasakona. See, even though you have a right to make the shchit on Shabbos, still you have no right to make a kisui. It says clearly here you can't make the kisui on Shabbos. And so, in the din is in a svar to say, shein tzveik adoch yomtif, that avad here by the shchit of a kvi, which is only a suffix, mitzvah kisui adam, avad you can't do it on yomtif. That's Rabbi Yossi's limud. But this omelo, they said back to Rabbi Yossi, no, tkiya shayfa begvulin, tkiya shayfa blowing it begvulin. Rashi says, means the Gvulim is the Kaimler Rosh Hashanah. The Shabbos, but Mikdash Shoy Toikin of Lebe Medina. On Shabbos, they used to blow the Shoyf only in the Beis Hamikdash itself, but not the Gvulim, not outside the Beis Hamikdash. You see, it's Kiyah Shoyf outside the Beis Hamikdash, or bring the proof to Chiyach. Shein Vadai Dreich Shabbos, that even though it's Vadai Shabbos, Vadai Rosh Hashanah, you do not blow the Shoyf from Rosh Hashanah. Still a Sveik, a Dreich Yomtif. But a Sofet Dikadin is Doicha Yomtif. Rashi says it means Tumtum Vyadrubnis, Chayovim Demachuivim Kiyashayfa. Alpha P, it's only a Sofet, whether it's an Isha, and maybe she's not Chayevis. You see, a person that has a Sofet Kiyashayfa could blow the Shayfa on Yomtif, on a Yomtif, and that's not Shabbos. It's even though Vade is not Doicha Shabbos, but a Sveik is Doicha Yomtif. So maybe a Sveik, a Kiyasadam, should be Doicha Yomtif. On this Heshiv Reb Leza Kappa Bridi, Leza Kappa Bridi, the older one, Rashi's Adam Godol, he gave a tshuva, gave an answer like this on the Kabbalchayim of Rabbi Yossi. He answered back with this tshuva like this. Because Rabbi Yossi's Kabbalchayim, Yossi had a tiny one, it's not a good Kabbalchayim. Ma'ala Mila Shkein Eino Nehegas Belaila, that Mila is not knowing Belaila, only Bayoim. Therefore, Sophic Mila is not Doicha Yomtif. Belel Yom Tovim. But Yama Vikisa Mashaka, the Mitzvah Kisi Adam, Shanoing Belel Yom Tovim, maybe Belel Yom Tov also, maybe even a Sophic Kisi is Doicha Yomtif. So it wasn't a good Kabbalchayma. So Mor says, Omer Abba Rabbi said, Zecha Menadvon, these are one of the things. Shomer Reb Chia, Eimi Aleim Tshuva. Reb Chia says, I have no Tshuva on this. Rashi says, Shoreb Chia, Oimesh Tohoy Yolem, Shum Tshuva Aleim. For the Reb Yossi Chad Menayu, these are one of the Reb Yossi's Kabbalchayma, he has no Pirchas on it. And Vod Adri Rabbon, the Kiyah Shoyf of Gvul and Techiach, he doesn't know that for Pircha, we'll soon explain why. Rabbi said that what Reb Chiya said, he has no Pircha on this Kabbalchayim of Reb Yossi. But Vaheshu Reb Leza Kappa Ribi Teshuva. But Reb Leza Kappa did give the Teshuva back. He's just less answer, that's a good Pircha on the Kabbalchayim. So we'll soon be mindful what these Pirchas are. But our core point was to get to us is Katonim is what we learn over here, that Kisui, Shein Vadei Doicha Shabbos, that a Kisui, even with a Vadei Mitzvah Shchit on Shabbos, is not Doicha, the Kisui is not Doicha. So my Vadei, what's the case of Vadei the Kisui? The Doicha Shabbos. Love isn't the case talking about HaShoich of the Chol of a Shabbos. If you Shech for a Chol on Shabbos, that you have had to the Shech on Shabbos, still it's not Doicha Shabbos. It's that the Kisui is not Doicha Shabbos. So you see, not like Ravina Dashant. So Moshe says, no, Viduma maybe here means the Yovav HaShochet. It's time a person did the Yev, it's time somebody did an Aver and Shechter on Shabbos, they're teaching you that the Kisa now is not Doicha Shabbos. But maybe if you have a mitzvah, maybe you would be allowed to. So Moshe says, no, it says Dumi Demilo. Ma Mila B'Rishus Al Kisa Nam B'Rishus. Don't know you did it B'Rishus, just like Mila is Doicha Shabbos. So you also don't know you had a case where it was Doicha Shabbos. So you see clearly, not like Ravina, that even though in the case you have a right to make a shchita on Shabbos with a chol sheish pasakono, still you have no right to make the mitzvahs kisui adam. On this omelet they said back to him, tkiya shofet begvul techiach, shein vade doicha Shabbos, a sveik doicha yomtif. Now my sveik, what does sveik mean? You want to have a chol yomtif, ashtu vade yomtif, doicha yomtif, there's a chol boi. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll do this over again on the next tape. We'll stop this. Let's go up again. Last part. We'll stop here. You were holding that pei hair yomer aleph on top. In the middle of the shayla, that before Rabbi Yossi said that a kvi, there's a sofik chay, a sofik beima, you're not supposed to make the shchita on yomtiv. And if you do make a shchita on yomtiv, the loch was you're not mechas adamoi. And he said that's a kal v'chaymer. Rabbi Yossi made a kal v'chaymer to say the madoch mila, which avada mila is doicha Shabbos. Still a sofik mila is not doicha yomtiv. You have a sofik what is born ben hashmoshes. It's really Yom HaShemini or not. It's not Doicha Yomtif. So he says, Kisui, which Avadai Mitzvah Kisui is not Doicha Shabbos, And then isn't it fair to say that even a Suffolk Kisui is not Deicha Yomtev? That was Rabbi Yosi's limud, and before that's how we shlugged up Ravina to say that even in the case we have a right to make a shchita on Shabbos for a schedule, sheish pasakana, still there's no mitzvah kisui adam. Then the Chum has back to Rabbi Yosi to say that no, that Chia Shofar is the Chiyach, that even though Chia Shofar outside the Beis Hamikdash, which a vada it Chia Shofar is not Deicha Shabbos, but still a Sveiko is Deicha Yomtev. Now in the middle of the Shiloh, what do they mean to us? What do you mean, Matzveik? What does it mean to say a Suffolk, Tchia Shofar is Deicha Yomtev? So you said before, if you want to say it means Suffolk, whether it's Yomtev, Suffolk, it's Choyal. So Moshe says, on the Chur Pshita, of Adit should be Deicha, it's only Suffolk Yomtev. So in Elo, that's what we're holding now, on top of the Pei Hei and Aleph. Elo,